Perfect, perfect. So, in regards to for today's meeting, of course, we still have our current positions. More than likely, you know, Shemaine, since she has now moved to Santa Maria, more than likely, she, you know, had given me the heads up that she will probably vacate her co-vice chair position. So just a thought, I have been putting it out there to our trainers, including Allie Hayek, to co-vice chair with another trainer. That's kind of nice to have them involved, especially for CDS. So just saying, it has been really a chore to get Rhonda onto our board because taking off somebody, thankfully that Janine's here, I have to have Kathy sign, I sign, and then I will be calling Shemaine remotely and getting their okay to sign off on everything so I can give our minutes to the bank. And the bank had said, yes, it is extremely difficult to get anyone off of a treasury account for like our chapters. So this is why this is taking forever to get that taken care of. So that's that. I'm going to put today's attendees. I have not been able to collect checks from Kathy, so perfect, we'll get them tonight. So I'm going to add that to our report. Please start visiting our website. I do like doing the paper because it keeps me kind of on track since I have probably adult ADHD. But just like with Dressage Club and other chapters, they do have a lot of their minutes and their budgets online so that everybody is pretty transparent. So I'm hoping that I can get together with Janine to go ahead.
I actually tried to do that, like, before I came to the meeting, to put the meeting, the minutes and stuff. But then I messed up and, like, screwed up the whole front page. So I had to, like, just restore it from a to another.
Apparently, websites are super touchy.
Yeah, no, so it's actually, I am actively working on it.
So, yeah, I mean, we're trying. It's been
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's this whole WordPress thing. I'm just like.
So, I'm hoping by the end of the year we'll have her added on. Because then I'm going to say, since you didn't do it last year, you can do it again this year for 2025. I'm like, oh. So, all right. So, I'll go ahead and I'll add that as far as on our treasury report. I will update on that on our website, and then I will be emailing it to people. With that glitch, apparently I messed up on emails, so I have to put it back out. So it's like not delivered, not delivered, not delivered. So I printed this out just in case to make sure I had it. We went over, touched briefly in regards to the July show, the upcoming show. I know Kathy was saying, I think the original reservation was made on Melanie's credit card, is that correct?
Yeah.
So I did talk to Sandra and Lori. There is a possibility we can borrow Lori's house for judges to stay, so that way we are not out that money. She is here this week, and I am going to confirm with her and Sandra about the use of the residence because they were very kind to offer that for our judges. And if I give them dates for next year, they can keep that in mind. And then that way that saves the chapter money as well.
Okay, so just let me know and then I'll cancel these reservations.
I should probably be able to let you know by Tuesday.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I canceled the ones for the first two shows because they stayed with
Janice.
Thank you.
Yep, perfect. Okay, and then in regards to plans for dinner, I can go ahead and say yes as far as for the 27th. We just have to figure out where for dinner.
Isn't it easiest just to go to the
EC?
Yeah.
I mean, Oak Tree?
Yeah, the Country Club.
OCC. And then as far as I thought I already confirmed with Doug as far as the 26th, because I looked at him and I said, you owe me.
When I sent him, I don't know what I contacted him about, but I sent him the copy of the club's insurance. No,
okay.
CDS insurance.
Right.
Getting insurance mixed up. I sent him a copy of the CDS insurance, And then I just said, you know, can you please check and make sure that we also have the EC lounge for that?
You guys know, did you have the whole story on what happened with that last time?
They basically bamboozled me and said, we always have this, because he showed me, he even texted the copy of the calendar that they had reserved the week before. And then
the other clubs made the error.
Yes. They made the error, yeah. And there was nobody here to kick them out.
Yeah. So it wasn't Doug's fault. It was just why they don't do all that online, I couldn't tell.
It's a shared calendar. Well,
I know.
So I did run into one of the ladies at Cup Lake in one of the booths, and she was really apologetic and said, I hope it didn't put you out. And I said, actually, it did. I said, and she goes, I'm so sorry. And I was like,
Yeah, you know, there's some things you can forgive, but they were both of those clubs were just like barging in here, like,
yeah.
We own this place, get out of here.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, what do we do? Call the cops? I'm sorry.
Other clubs master calendar?
No.
But it was like us, Julie. This is fair.
Yeah, they thought they.
That's not how they do it.
They're going to be doing it online. Don't you remember Doug said that at the last CACP?
Well, they're yes. Yeah.
Well, I will say, of all the people you should have given COVID to, Kathy, come on. Really, none of them had it. None of them. I was like, wow, man. Okay, so, just saying.
Next time I'll hang around and cough.
Yeah, just, you know, uncovered, like, let loose, okay? And then we talked about, as far as, I will go over with the Pony Club parents again and 4-H, so everybody's on the same page as far as dues and non-member fees, etc. We did talk about hopefully having a little bit above for our shows and not maybe for 4-H and Pony Club, not doing the whole non-member fee. I think if we are consistent and have them even do it for a whole year to where we cover our costs for ag costs, drug costs, and maybe make $5 off of them, keep the classes low and have them do it for the whole year, I think we would be good.
You're supplying drugs?
Yep.
There we go.
Testing for the drugs. That's when her ears perk up. See? That's a catch 22.
Okay.
I just need to make sure and figure out what our bare bones cost is and then do, like, I don't know, round up by 5, you know, like to the next 5 instead of, like, what are our bare bones cost right now, like $30?
For what?
For Pony Club when they do an exhibition.
I don't know. We'd have to sit down. I mean, that's a lot of bookkeeping, because we'd have to sit down and figure out how much.
I think I wrote it per horse per check. So I'll look at that. I thought it was like $25 or $30. Okay. This is the bare bones between the ag fee.
So my concern, to be honest with you, is that I don't think the parents understand that the owner, for the rider to get recognition, both the owner and the rider have to be CDS members.
Okay.
And when I mentioned that to Kara Whatmaw's mother, she was like, I don't want to join. I'm like, well, in order for her to get recognized, she needs to be a member. So I think, I mean, the easy way around it, of course, is to list the rider as the owner.
Right.
But I think that should have been addressed with the parents before,
Okay. Because
that's what I'm concerned. That was my concern.
I'll go back to CDS and ask them, because we did have a meeting on Tuesday. So aside from our January chair meeting, our annual chair meeting,
it says that right on the paperwork for the CDS entry. It says right at the bottom.
Understood. What I'm saying is the Tuesday meetings. They are going to change that.
So who's going to change it?
CDS.
Are they really?
Yeah, they have Pony Club that they are reaching out to, because Pony Club, from National Pony Club, is actually reaching out to all the dressage, state dressage chapters. So I will double check to see what's happening with that.
All right.
Because I'll let them know our predicament.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I'm afraid Kara's not going to get recognized and her parents are not going to understand why.
Okay. I will double check with Paula or Kathy or both on Monday, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So a few different things about that meeting. So it was, they had 3 different meetings for all 3 different regions for California. All the other states are having their same meetings. So So what's been happening is, of course, Central California, which we are a part of, is headed by Melissa Prestwick and John Reese. And then SoCal had their meetings and NorCal had theirs. So CVS, the state office, was there until well over 9 o'clock at night. So they did record all. And from Central California, I will say that for our chapter, the fact that we have a great center, that we have our shows, is superb. Because when I'm listening to hear, you know, all these other places that have Paso and Earl Warren, everybody's getting priced out. What's happening at Earl Warren, from what I hear, is they're having monster trucks, rodeos coming, and for the dressage shows to have their shows, $20,000 to do the repairs, haul out sand, redo the arena so that they're ready for horses. And they're like, we can't pay that. And they said that they have the chair of that facility, who's not a horse person, who wants to see them fail, because they just assume take that property, rip everything out, stick condos in. So this
that's
is
been ongoing, and the community is the equestrian community over there, kind of about 4 years ago, right before COVID, got Earl Warren back up and going as equestrian. And the community, they actually have a major problem there with the monster trucks and any of the vehicle things, because there's so many homes around there. They have huge sound distractions.
Yeah.
It's not a clear cut thing, but you're right, it's a huge problem.
Well, they're still getting polo there, aren't they?
No, they don't do the polo at Earl Warren.
It's less and less. So when it came that we had done our introduction, everybody was just like, Lord, like, you guys do 4 shows, that's amazing. Can you please make sure and let us know for next year? Because they're getting less and less. A lot of bigger chapters like Flint Ridge and LA, of course, are eating up surrounding areas. So they're like, Jessica, can you please reach out to all your surrounding areas like Acton, Porterville? Well, of course, that's starting to get to Melissa's side, so I'm very careful. But we still invite all the surrounding chapters. And you're talking about partnering up with chapters because they don't have volunteers. We're very fortunate that our club is so kind to the chapter. And I think it's a nice mix as far as we each help each other. Because they're saying, there are 2 people in our chapter, and we can't put a show because it's just the 2 of us. So it's really pretty amazing that we have.
So a couple questions. How many CDS members do we have?
So CDS members, as far as active members, I believe we have, well, now it's kind of up. We have actually 30.
That's great. And how many club members do we have?
19 or
20. Okay.
My mailing list is about 31, but I think I left some people from the previous year on there.
All right, so we're still in
there. We're actually going up on the upswing, because I have a lot of people that, especially with the booth, you know, I file them all out, and then they were just so very, very appreciative.
And how is CVS overall doing? How is
CVS overall? Of course, the bigger cities like East Bay, LACC, Flint Ridge, you know, those areas are in Sacramento.
San Diego,
Temecula, of course, are huge. Because we're a tiny little space, but the fact that we were on the map with Amelia, they're actually getting together with Amelia and trying to coordinate with her as far as having a clinic with her. And they were like, just floored that we had ours ready to go, but we got rained out. They were. You're a little bit jealous, but really super impressed, I have to
say. That's great. Good for you.
Had said all along, you guys had both emphasizing what a feather in our cap it was to have that arrangement for, and you were right, and I'm really glad that you got some positive support back for it, even though that didn't happen. You were right, absolutely.
Yeah, they were pretty bored, because everybody else was doing the ho-hum, and, you know, what do we do, and I think it was something Sierra. That they said that they were ready to, like, hold, and they're, like, hanging on with their fingernails kind of thing. It was kind of painful to watch, and I'm like, so we did this, and then I was like, you know, because that was happening for that group. So good things to come. We're going to have, they told us to all reach out privately, you know, if we had additional questions or concerns for our chapters. So the fact that whenever I call them, they go, you guys are doing so good, considering. And they said, keep up the good work. Please make sure and be consistent with your shows, because everybody else, they're knocking out their shows. So that was another feather in our cap when I said, come, because there were other shows that only had two writers, period.
Wow.
And how the fact that the judge is only two writers.
They were in the hole.
I bet they were.
And they said that, and that was their only show for the year.
Wow.
So the fact that we're doing four, and when I told them we're going to do them hell or high water, they're like, you know what? If you're committed to doing your shows, we will make sure and tell.
What was it that I told you? I looked up and it was like they were down to three shows and two of them were scoring. No, one of them was scoring and two were CBS.
And I think it was the Sierra. So it was one of them. And it was kind of painful because I was really very thankful for our chapter and our club, because I did tell them, I said, you know, we are sponsored, meaning we do pay our club to allow us to use the facilities, but nothing compared to what they pay these other places, like thousands of dollars per day. But they have a clientele where they do their tax sales and they make $4,000 and $6,000 and $8,000 on their used tax sales. I'm like, I want to go. I want to see what they have. So, anyway, we'll clarify with Pony Club. The August show, hey, Kathy, I know you have family in town.
No, I'm okay, because we finally got my daughter to clarify the plans. They will be in somewhere in South America, certainly. So I can be at the show.
Okay. So is it okay, though, as far as, can we have Renee start coming to train with you as far as,
sure,
that way you
fine.
Have
of
a hand? Okay,
of
perfect.
Course, I'll try not to have a COVID so she can actually talk with you.
So her, yeah, we don't want her to have COVID. Nothing like that. And then in regards to the bylaws, I will start to bring them back out so we can finish them now that we have a few other things in place, especially with Pony Club and 4-H, since they haven't been done since 2018. I have to get a hold of Karen. I can't change the wallpaper or anything on the website. I did, so you didn't hear me say this. I have a patient that is really good with social media. She said she would take a look at it. I told her our predicament. She goes, she would do it for free because her son does Haida. He's quite a little rodeo guy. And I said, come out and do our shows. And I think his name is Sam. But mom is really, she used to do social media for her company. And I said, hey, would you be interested in helping our club work with Janine and get it off of Karen's name? Because I can't.
Oh, you know what? I created another one.
Yes. Just take over that one?
Yeah. No, I swear, just forget about that one.
Okay.
I was playing around with it. I'm like, oh, maybe we should just create another one. I haven't, like, really done it.
That's the easiest.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. And then we just touched as far as on the 4th of July boots. We talked about the stick pony. And then Susie V as far as for the parade. And then we are also talking about for last minute entries. Of course, everybody does last minute. I did talk to Elizabeth and Bishop. They didn't come these last two shows. Apparently, who is the Olympian that owns the Bishop? Bishop. That
Helga.
Helga. I think.
I can't remember her name.
Anyway, the girls hadn't come because there have been multiple deaths in her family, her best friends. So a lot of loss. So that's why Elizabeth and June and everybody was having a hard time. They are planning to come for July and August. Same with Allie. So I should be seeing our numbers coming up. I sent her a bunch of info. I did talk to, well, a while back. I have to talk to Shamin again as far as, and we already discussed Pony Club discounts, sponsors, as far as Susie V doing Pony Club, junior events, etc. So donuts and ribbons.
I want to reiterate, unless I don't know where you are.
I'm way back here on almost the last stage.
Oh, Okay. I just want to talk about the entries.
Okay.
When we get there.
Okay. So do you want to do that now? Because we talked about as far as late fees, et cetera, having ride times posted at least 24, 48 hours in advance. If it's a Saturday show, they're usually posted by Thursday, technically, or done by Thursday, so posted by Friday. They have to be out within 24 hours, yeah?
Okay, so that means we can't take any entries after that, or unless I tack them on
at the very end. Yes.
And then the other thing is, it was an untenable situation this time. And I know it was none of you guys, but we just need to raise the awareness because people think that it's fine to send in like photos on their phone.
I put that on the website.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it because it is impossible for me. I had to sit down and print out the entry and then print it out, and I can't read stuff. And it's untenable, and I'm getting stuff. Somebody sent me this thing, and they took a photo and emailed it to me, and it was, like, gigantic, and I'm trying to shrink it so I can read the mail.
No, that's just more work for you, and it's not necessary.
No, and it's like,
I put it right above where the entry is.
Thank you. I just don't have time to deal with that, and I don't want to be mean, and I know
that's totally reasonable.
On the other hand, I mean, Wendy Malik sends hers in, and they're absolutely perfect. But so is it okay with you if I contact them and say, I'm sorry, you have to either email me or snail mail me an actual entry with everything like this, because sending me photographs and stuff is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. If they're using their phone, they can pull up the entry on their phone. If they drop down menu that you fill in, and then
I had to clear data out of my phone, or I would send you some of the stuff I got on my phone. It was crazy. It was crazy.
You can fill it out straight onto the website.
I don't understand, because you can use your phone to fill it out and then email it. There's
no it was. I think I got like 6 or 7 entries that were like that, and it was just.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why we did the fill-in forms.
I appreciate you putting that on the website, because it makes me.
I did that when you sent out the email.
And then the other thing we need to make sure is that even though I had everybody's if they had any deficiencies, I put the paperwork right with it, and people don't pay attention, and we need to make sure when they're checking in that they sign all those damn releases. They're not signing the releases. And somebody's going to get tossed, and they're going to come back and say, why didn't you have the release signed? So we need to make sure we do that, please.
Okay.
It's one of those things where when they come in,
well, what I did is I took.
But, you can highlight whatever.
I know, I did. I had like 2 and 3. I had the list.
If there's something missing, I'm saying don't release the number and they
can't
show.
That's what I've been telling people, but unless I'm sitting right there myself, they get it. In fact, we had some rider who was going into the arena that hadn't even checked in and hadn't even gotten.
We've got to figure out a way to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then. Then what we'll do is. Maybe, so this next show is going to be a Saturday, Sunday, maybe Friday. What I'll do is I will start going down the list and calling everybody the night before. Maybe instead of saying deficiencies, I might say, hey, something's missing on your, because not everybody's going to understand deficiencies. And then maybe go and say, hey, I need to make sure and have all of this complete so everything's seamless for you tomorrow, so nothing else needs to. You don't need to think about anything else.
I think you do need to say, unless it's filled out, it's a liability for us.
It's not complete unless it's filled out completely,
If things aren't done, you have a liability issue.
Yes,
When I went down to Thermal, I made myself sick trying to make sure that I filled everything out correctly and everything, because I knew that I couldn't enter if it wasn't done correctly.
I will just do the warm phone call, nice personal handoff, blah, 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 so that way it's done by the next day and we could actually check everything off. Sound reasonable?
Yep.
That's a lot of work for you, though.
If it gets them done and less headache, that's worth my time, because I literally took the day off to be able to do that.
Okay.
So that way I'm here when people are checking in for campsites, etc. We talked about sponsorships. Oh, I have a vendor that wants to come and set up. She's local. And I thought, hey, do you need more publicizing? So if, I don't know if you saw her. She's the lady that has To Dry For. The booth at To Dry For, To Dry For. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect. She dehydrates meals. So, and they're like nutritious. She has minestrone. She has the water jars that have like dehydrated, I don't know, pink lemonade things. But she's local, and I had taken a picture of a lot of her stuff, and I thought, oh, this is kind of cool for people to like shop at. I warned her, we're really small. I said, but this would be perfect for her because a lot of people here camp. And so she thought that was amazing. And I asked other area vendors that were local, would you want to set up? Our shows are small. They're growing, but we would like to be able to promote you. It's free for you, great for us, because they have other things to look at. So she's looking at coming on the 27th, our next show. So I thought that that was kind of cool that people were actually interested. Ta-da! So she'll be coming, and then the other ladies, oh, there was another lady that was custom candy.
The candy ones.
Yeah, the candy, oh my gosh. I was like, oh, and then another one, I did go ask the counselor, the marriage and family counselor. She was handing out her
cards. I
told my husband, and he said, oh, that's perfect. He goes, that's pretty funny. Because she goes, yeah, that would be good. She'd actually come. She's here in town, and she works from home. So she would set up, you know, for her marriage and family counseling for all the equestrians. So there's that.
There's the counselor right over there.
And then
we're not signing the check.
People are starting to send me, finally. I've been calling around for a list of trainers and resources so that way we can have them on our resource page. I did ask Elizabeth and Mammoth. I did tell her, hey, would you give us a discount if we set up a clinic to come visit you where we do rides in the morning, trails in the middle of the day, rides in the afternoon? She goes, absolutely. So anybody that wants to do clinics in Mammoth, we could customize how many people, husband, you know, dude rides, that kind of thing. So she's open for all that, and she was very grateful. So people are starting to send me their stuff so we can have resources on our bios as well as area trainers. Julie, I would love to have your stuff for Western training. So that way, in having that clinic, you're telling me I can't advertise it if it's not PDF, but there is a way that I can advertise it so that you're out there for the community. So, yes, I would like all your stuff. Anything else?
Yes. What's the thing about note cards?
The what?
The note card thing.
Note card.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I just did that. I think I just sent it to Kathy. I don't know. I sent it to someone.
Well, you said you wanted to send out. Yes, you said you wanted to send out thank you cards.
I think we should send thank you notes to all the people that came to our show from so far away.
Yes, I can have that.
And while we're sitting here, I ordered these kind of generic, Dazzle Press or Cafe Press or something, 40 note cards for $40. And I think that these people that came from Las Vegas and so forth, they're excited about our show. We have something, and it's very interesting, tagging this onto what you were talking about your CDS meeting. We really have something very unique here.
We do.
We have a weekend location for horse shows that is good for the whole family. We have the campground. You know, and people are going to, some of them are going to complain that they don't have a box stall for their horses. Stay in a corral, nobody next to them. Bring your husband and son, and they can go.
The people who came from Norco, the Harris folks, they wanted box stalls and a tack room.
Mm-hmm. We don't have that.
It's
Bear Valley. We don't have that. Yeah. But what we do have is we have 25,000 acres of things that your family can actually tag on and do while you're here riding around in circles.
So they do text me every so often.
Except that we can't really say that. They have to have...
They have to have a resident sponsor.
They have to have
a resident sponsor. But we have to have resident sponsors to get them in the gate anyways. We can't legally...
That ends up being me. Because I'm doing the horse show. I don't want to be sponsoring everybody. I can't.
I don't think it's going to happen much.
No.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say, because we got in trouble once before, early on. Morgan Hurtado was saying to people, come on up and you can use everything and do all this and all that. We pay the amenities fees here, which I don't know if you noticed, but they're going up.
And I don't have a problem with that.
But we're paying for it. They're not. And I do not want to be encouraging everybody's families to be going out and using all of our amenities. They need to have a sponsor. Those are the rules. If I want my family wants to go to the pool, I don't swim. I can't swim. I have to go sit there with them anyway. So
let me ask a question for clarification on that. If somebody comes up here and they're enjoying their weekend with their family here and camping and showing the horse or whatever, do they have to have their sponsor with them?
At the pool they do.
Okay.
You have to.
It depends on the pool.
Not on the trails, but of course at the country club and at the pool.
Okay. So what about if they wanted to just hike on the trails without horses?
Don't need to.
Okay.
However, if they're going to do that, especially if they're camping here, what I will usually do, and I have drafted now a release of liability as far as we have one for the equestrian center, but anywhere else on the trails, they need to sign...
They need to have an amenities pass. Anytime they're using it, the trails are considered an amenity.
Okay. It's an additional like $10.
Didn't we address this last meeting with Doug where he said that if you're getting a campsite that includes that?
Yeah. I have not put that together yet, but I was going to make. I told Doug I'd do a draft and haven't done it yet.
Thank you.
It would be a form that would be equestrian. Visitor's guide.
Maybe
it has
we
phone
should.
Numbers and stuff, and we clarify some of that stuff. Because not that we're going to invite them to Disneyland, if you raise a really good point with that, but we offer a nice weekend. We have a good quality facility, and if people like these people that are coming from further away, even if they just bring their girlfriend that has, you know.
No, I'm just saying, if you look at the rules, if you read the rules, because shortly after I moved here, there was a big brouhaha about insurance and drinking at the Mulligan Room and all of this kind of stuff. And I actually had a ranger approach me when I was walking on the trails and ask for my amenities pass.
You mean the rangers do something?
This was a long time ago. This was pre-COVID.
Okay.
And I don't know if the rules have changed, but at that time they were asking everybody and their mother for their amenities pass.
Well, I'm not meaning to throw this open to, you know, come and take advantage of Bear Valley residents all weekend, but I guess this goes back to my original thing, which is, let's send a thank you note to people that bring their horses.
No, that's
for
fine. No, that's
from
fine. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't, because...
We don't want to throw it open and take advantage or be a liability.
So this is what my spin on that would be. Is most of the time they have not made time to do trails because they need to move on to their next activity. However, people like Elizabeth, who is now extending, hey, if you guys want to come to Mammoth, let me set this up for you. Barbie Green, hey, if you want to come to Los Osos, we have campsites that we have reserved specifically for our club or chapter that they do. Please let me know. You guys are welcome to come. Which is super nice that they're able to recognize and return or reciprocate.
Yeah.
The campsites at Los Osos, you have to reserve like a year in advance.
They do. Because they live there and because they have horse groups, they do.
Okay.
And that's why she said, hey, do you guys want to come? And had opened it up. I don't have a trailer to go yet, but the next trip, she says, you're more than welcome, which was super nice. She's like, let me know when your group wants to come up here.
I think that sounds kind of like the direction that the whole horse world is sliding, where we're a little less formal about competition and a little more interested in
I ordered some and you sent
I sent you the information for the last show.
Yeah.
Because I already gave Jessica the entries from the previous show.
So when I get these cards, if I just do this, would you guys be okay if I just sign them as Susie B. Temecula Massage Club's name?
Temecula. You know what?
Tehachapi Mountain Dressage. Tehachapi Mountain Chapter CDS. Because that's the formal name of the group that's holding the show.
Forget it.
Look over her after she writes it.
This card should be here next week.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a lot of work, so thank you.
But what we can do next time is we could do at a meeting, like we did that part. If I prepped a bunch of them, we could just sit here and everybody bang out a bunch of signatures on them, and that way they're ready to go.
I also have a Cricut, so.
She was the one that had done the little tiny.
Oh, you make the cutest thing.
Yeah.
She does make the cutest thing. Well, maybe that's the one we could send to the judges.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So those are the ones we could send to the judges.
Yes, I bought a million horse stamps, and remember...
Yes, so did I.
Postage goes up in a minute.
Yeah, so did I.
I think it goes up tomorrow, actually.
So does that mean I have to have two forever stamps?
No, forever is forever.
Whatever stamp is, we'll go regardless of the price.
But I mean, like... But you have to... Like, if the postage goes up, you got to add more stamps.
No?
No.
Yesterday for $20 sheet is now
$22. Oh, I see. So the cost of them, but not the actual stamp. Gotcha.
I think about 10 sheets of stamps or something like that.
You have to, I only got 4. Yeah.
God, you mail that much stuff?
No.
Oh.
I can mail a bunch. I still have a Christmas card. Oh,
I just post mine on my website or on my Facebook page.
I'm going to adjourn.
I did want to thank the Dressage Club again, because when I was listening to that state chapter meeting, they were actually super impressed that we work so closely together.
Did you need to sign something for the bank?
Yeah.
Okay, this one?
And then I just have to have Kathy sign it. So that I can have Melanie off.
What's this?
Oh, to get Melanie off the bank account?
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.